There is genuinely a new paradigm upon us. We're not approaching a new world order, it is here. Not the George Bush Sr. version, but something more profound, more affecting, more personal to all of us. This is not a pendulum swinging back, it's not a cycle repeating itself. Historians, listen up. In the Philippines, the president was accused of rigging the latest election. A recording of a phone conversation between the president and some electoral official is now available for download as a ringtone for your cell phone. You can broadcast her transgression even louder with a horn of a Jeep Cherokee. Popular culture has merged with yellow politics. Nobody's sure that the recording is authentic, but when your girlfriend calls to tell you about the cute guys you met at the club last night, all the people standing near her waiting for the bus hear the president using her influence to rig an election. I assume there are GW Lies ringtones available as well. I hope so. In one day, the very democratic podsphere was consumed by the corporate agenda. The most popular, interesting, and democratic voices among podcasters have been drowned out. Apple yesterday made podcasts a consumer product. ABC, Newsweek, Disney, and other corporations are being presented to millions of people through the Apple iTunes iStore as the vanguard of podcasting. The true pioneers have been squashed. The smart ones among us are not going to fight for what's lost. Classic definitions of civil liberties, human rights, justice, and common sense are no longer applicable. 1984 has arrived. It's time for us to look long and hard at the non-reality-based world, thank you, George Bush, and develop strategies to steer it towards sanity. The arrogance of the ruling elite needs to be turned on its head. If Atlantic Records can sue me for sharing music by Metallica, I can sue them for sharing my name, my phone number, my address, my income, for an equal amount. As the Ten Commandments are displayed on state capitol grounds, and so should Islamic law, the Talmud, the I Ching, the Arias, and all religious law that represents the people of the state. If the neocons create laws that allow human beings to be held incommunicado without any recourse, they had better watch out. These laws will come back to haunt them. We will come back to haunt them. The problem is not that liberals want to offer therapy to the attackers. It's that liberals have offered therapy to the right-wing conservatives. It's time to draw swords.